This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm Captain Matt Bruce as we bring you this program live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight, right now, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, and on the satellite by the internet and satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever you're listening to us, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the waitresses working the all-night truck stops, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out goes to all of those roughnecks working along the oil rigs up across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra in Wyoming and Montana, plus to our Aramco oil friends over there working in Saudi Arabia, and to the Merchant Marine, too. And let's not forget about checking out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And if you want to get in the chat room where there's a whole bunch of us in there talking, you've got to come into the official Captain's America Third Watch page, like the page, and then once you do that, request to be in the chat room, go over to the message side there, and we'll put you right in there. All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to start with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country, ladies and gentlemen, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got us an election going again tonight. This is Mini Tuesday, they're calling this. And right now, Joe Biden is up in four states. Bernie is technically up in one for sure and barely hanging on in the other bit, Washington State, which is a big state. And that could be a Joe Biden state. It's only 0.2 of a point there.
Well, that's right, Captain. Right now, I think there's about 68% of the precincts reporting there, and that is showing a very, very close race between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Last count here that I have, 32.7 for Sanders, 32.5 for Joe Biden. So they are duking it out there. In North Dakota, it looks like Bernie Sanders is a little bit further ahead of Joe Biden there, 47.5 to 39.3, with 46 of the precincts reporting so far. But in Idaho, Mississippi, Missouri, Joe Biden has won those states, and also the 125 delegate haul in Michigan as well. And Bernie Sanders came up very short there.
And it should be pointed out that Joe Biden's numbers right now are pretty impressive in where he's been winning. He's won by about 6 points in Idaho, but he got 52% to Bernie's 35% in Michigan. Absolutely destroyed Bernie in Mississippi. He got 81% of the vote there. And in Missouri, he got 60% of the vote and beat him soundly there.
Well, exactly right. And so when we look at some of the breakdown here, you know, certainly when we look at women voters, also African-American voters, and also so-called moderates, it seems that Biden is easily winning those voters. When you compare him really with Sanders' base, who identify themselves as, quote, very liberal, they're going to go with Bernie Sanders, but it seems like a lot of the other Democrats took another look at Bernie Sanders in the sense, and in my opinion, looked at his socialist message and decided perhaps the lesser of two evils was Joe Biden. But I think it does beg the question, are these really pro-votes for Biden in an enthusiastic way, or are they, in many cases, no votes against the creeping in of socialism to the Democrat Party?
Well, that's a good question, but we also know one thing. We know that Joe Biden got the black vote for the most part. He got 96% of the black vote in Mississippi.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting, too, Captain, because if you look along some of these things, are only anecdotal, of course, but if you follow along some of these tweets that people are sending out, especially under the Never Biden hashtag, you'll find them going back and saying, taking out some quotes from Joe Biden from about 40 or 45 years ago and trying to say, well, he's not really the best candidate for the African-American community. That's putting it mildly. But Joe Biden seems to have eclipsed all of that. And whether or not that would be a major problem, it doesn't look like it at this point for him.
And looking at the vote in North Dakota, which, by the way, is they're going to just probably going to take all night long to get the numbers there, because it is a kind of a rural area, I guess. And that was a caucus, too, right?
I believe so. It was a caucus.
So with the caucus, they have to bring the votes in from all around the state to the central location in order to count them. I don't think they're doing anything else other than that way. And that being the case, it'll take the rest of the night into tomorrow to get a count. But in North Dakota, Sanders is up by 8 percentage points right now. And in Washington State, that is just amazing. I'm watching the numbers, and it's 0.2%. Biden, Sanders is up over Biden. That could go anyway.
It certainly could, and we still have a large percentage to come in. Not the majority of the percentage, but it's about 67, 68 reporting right now, and so they've got a little bit to go. So, and of course, in Washington would seem to be a more natural battleground for the two.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we'll take another look at the numbers. And when we come back, we'll also drift down over to some other stuff. Lots of news going on today. Of course, the coronavirus is in the middle of everything. Everybody's thinking about that. Then we'll definitely give you the latest on that, the latest facts, not innuendo, but facts. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has been around for quite a while, and I've been taking the product for 3 years and 11 months. If you're struggling with arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, general muscle aches and pain, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, it'll also help with swelling. And if you've got swelling like in your ankles or your legs or something like that, this may be something that might work for you because of some of the natural ingredients that are in the Relief Factor. And by the way, it is all natural. There is nothing narcotic about this, and it's an all-natural remedy to help you get better. Now, I take Relief Factor twice a day, once in the morning and once again in the evening. And if you get on the $19.95 3-week quick start plan to begin with for 1 week, you'll take it three times a day for 1 week. And then after that, you'll take it twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You can find out about it and order it by going to relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. And there's a little 2-minute tutorial there, a little video. You'll see the video. Click on the video, take a look at it, and then after you get done looking at it, just order the $19.95 3-week quick start, because after all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? Worked for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it should be pointed out, well, here's the graphic now. I got what I need. Biden has got, he's over 800 now, and they need 1991 to get to the top, but Biden has now got 823. And Bernie Sanders has got 663. Now, Biden has pulled away a little bit further with the delegates tonight. It's making it that much tougher for Bernie to catch him.
Well, that's exactly right. And certainly one of the things in politics that is always important is what they call the big mo, or the big momentum that you can get. And these wins help to build up that momentum for Biden. And so, again, Bernie Sanders may be coming up as more of a niche candidate than ever before. He wasn't able, of course, last time around to do what he needed to do, but this time around, though, I think he's been carved up a little bit more on some of these debates and people talking about the idea of socialism. It wasn't so bad last time because, you know, Hillary was marching on to the nomination really no matter what, but Bernie Sanders had a real chance this time. But I think the Democrat elite sort of got together and said to themselves, look, we're going to coalesce. You started seeing people drop out of the race like flies, and that's the result. Biden gets that momentum.
Now, the other thing I'd like to check with you on is, have you got your mask yet for the coronavirus?
I don't have a mask yet, but what they're telling us about the masks is that unless I think if you have like a respirator mask, the regular mask that you might see people wearing out and about, they're more to keep those people or that individual from infecting someone else. It doesn't really stop the yourself getting infected kind of thing. That's why they're saying making sure to wash your hands very frequently, not touching your face, and taking other precautions is probably a better way to go at this point.
And by the way, I want to welcome Mel from Saratoga Springs into the chat room. He's in there now. I'm just now saying hello to him, and there you go. So Mel's in the chat room right now, and I just sent him a message so he can see it. It's all he's got to do is go to his messenger, and boom, he's there. He's in the captain's group. It's going to be showing his group conversations there for you, Mel, so you can get right in there and start talking. All right, now, Kyle, the other thing is with the coronavirus, we had a lot of discussion yesterday. The committee at the White House and some really good discussions, I think, as to what's going on. I believe the president has got the right group of people there taking care of this because they really, really, really are on their A game.
You know, Captain, they really, really are. The president has been able to get some pretty fast reactions on this. He's been able to make decisions very quickly. For comparison's sake, the last big thing that we had was really the H1N1 flu virus. And if you compare response times and things that were done back then to what's going on now, I think it's a much more rapid response. The president also almost immediately stopped the travel in from China when this virus was discovered, and I think that went an awful long way to making sure that the spread in this country was minimized. Also, here's another thing. The president wanted to bring in and has brought in these commercial labs to help do testing and this kind of stuff because, as we heard in the press conferences earlier today, they already have the infrastructure and they're all around the country, this kind of thing. And what the president is doing, Captain, is he's marshaling the forces not only of government but of the private sector in one laser beam attack onto this, to the spread of this coronavirus.
And there is one lab that did submit a vaccine for approval with the CDC. They got temporary approval for testing. Now we'll see how long it takes for it to be put into the mainstream. But this is also a tremendous improvement here just in the last couple of weeks.
Well, sure. And in many ways, we can equate this to a war effort. You know, when you have a real problem and you're dealing with a war, you can't wait around for a lot of different things. You have to be able to kind of, you know, force the issue so that you get the thing done, whether that is to build the airplanes or to build the ships or do whatever it takes in order to make sure, because that enemy is coming for you. In this case, it's this virus. It's about a billion times smaller than we are, but it is, in fact, a very big, any virus is a real threat. And so the way that this is spreading, this is how we have to react. And President Trump, I think, has shown real leadership. In fact, Captain, I just want to briefly tell you that our own Governor Gavin Newsom,
that's right,
who's not a big fan of President Trump, he has been praising President Trump, saying the administration has been consistent. They said that, you know, everything that they said they would do. I'm just sort of paraphrasing him here.
Yeah.
But
that's
a good thing.
Let's listen to your governor, because I just so happen to have that clip right here. Listen to this.
Over the past couple of days, President Trump has said that he would prefer if none of the passengers aboard these cruises landed on U.S. soil. Did he mention any of that to you in your conversation?
Yeah, we had a private conversation, but he said we're going to do the right thing, and you have my support, all of our support, logistically and otherwise. So before he made those statements publicly, I had a private conversation with him around 4:30 West Coast time, and he said everything that I could have hoped for. And we had a very long conversation, and every single thing he said, they followed through on. So I'm just not interested in finding daylight on those statements, because every single thing his administration, and it starts at the top, including the vice president, has been consistent with the expectation that we repatriate these passengers and we do it in a way that does justice to the spirit that defines the best of our country and the state of California.
Now, the other thing is all the Canadians are back in Canada right now. They're going to be quarantined in Canada, but they got to go back home to Canada.
Well, exactly, and so that they'll have to spend their quarantine there. But I think this is a real good moment in the midst of this crisis.
Sure.
Because you and I have been talking about, Captain, you know, we've got to keep the politics out of it and all this kind of stuff. So,
yep.
So what an amazing thing. I hope that it continues, because we're talking about people's lives and people's well-being, and this is exactly the way our leaders should be behaving.
And New York City is having a heck of a problem, but I understand what the problem is there. They don't have the personnel, the manpower. They're struggling with the virus. National Guard was called out. They headed into New Rochelle, which is the big hotbed where the coronavirus has struck the worst in New Rochelle, New York. And that only makes sense, because that's where there are more affluent and richer people who would have been over in Europe, or would have been on a cruise ship, or would have been to Italy, or would have been to some of these places where we're hearing about the big outbreaks.
That's right. Yeah, I was watching Governor Cuomo's press conference earlier yesterday, and that's right. He was saying this seems to be the largest outbreak areas in that New Rochelle area. So again, you know, this is something that, and it seems almost kind of odd, but I think you're right. I think you have those affluent people traveling. So
now the other thing is. We had the stocks jump the most since 2018 and the stimulus hope, you know, what the president says he's going to do, and we'll be getting into that after the break. But this is remarkable how the stock market one day, 2 days in a row, is way down, and then it jumps way up. Now, today, I spoke too soon because the futures are back down again.
Yeah, well, but ultimately the underpinnings, the foundation is strong, and that's what the people understand.
You got it. All right, Kyle Warren, everybody. We'll be right back with him and more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to give you the telephone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York has sent the National Guard to help the city of New Rochelle to deal with the coronavirus. That's where the nation has the biggest cluster of cases, more than 100 people infected. Governor Cuomo has announced what he called a containment area in a section of New Rochelle. It extends in a 1-mile radius from the epicenter of the Westchester outbreak. Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says large gathering places are being closed for 2 weeks, beginning March 12th.
And one of the places where people gather together, particularly is the school systems and schools.
Governor Cuomo said those spots will receive a stringent cleaning.
We're also going to use the National Guard to deliver food, to help with the cleaning of public spaces.
Cuomo acknowledged it is a dramatic action, but said it was literally a matter of life and death. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at your local GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com insurance office. Now, to find out more about GEICO, they are the second largest auto insurer in the country, with over 21 million people that are insured by them, including me, your humble talk radio host. You can go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and they can give you a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle you own, the ATV, the boat, the RV, the Sea-Doo, the Ski-Doo, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. Now, I have my homeowners and my vehicle insurance with them, and I get a discount. I get a bundle discount because I do that, and you can have that, too. But to find out more, go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and they'd be more than happy to help you out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, today is the day we have the bipartisan FISA overhaul bill vote. And that could be big.
It really could be, because, as you know, the FISA court and all that played the part in the spying on the Trump campaign, and literally spying on an American citizen and violating their rights and so forth. But they're putting together this this revision, essentially, of the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It has to be renewed, I think, by March 15th. That's when it expires. But, for example, Representative Jim Jordan is talking about the reforms in this bill as being as representing real reform, he says. And so, again, Americans, I think, have real cause for concern that that their government could spy on them. And certainly in the political world that we live in, Captain, if things had been reversed and it had been the Trump administration spying on a presidential candidate using the FISA court to do it, you'd be hearing calls to abolish it, and a lot of people would be going to jail. But we haven't seen that yet in this case.
And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We speak to him several times a week, and he's with us all week this week. So you'll be hearing more as we go into the weekend show, too. Now, Kyle, a judge today okayed access to the redacted material in Mr. Mueller's Russia report. The Justice Department must now give Congress secret grand jury testimony over to the it's Carter Page, I guess, right? To his team.
Right. Yeah. When we're thinking that Congress wants to see this,
right?
This is, an upholding of a lower court decision. Of course, Judge Judith Roberts wrote an opinion about it, saying that the Mueller report, or Mueller himself, quote, stopped short of concluding anything about Trump's conduct because they didn't want to overstep the House's impeachment power. So they are now ruling that members of Congress, in their investigation, they can go and see or have released this grand jury testimony, this grand jury evidence contained that was redacted out of the Mueller report. And while there are exceptions in our legal system for that to happen, this is one of those things where I think, Captain, they simply want to be able to pour through this from the congressional side, basically the Democrats in Congress. They want to be able to pour through this, create chaos, and drag a lot of people's names through the mud who don't need to be to have that happen, only because they were mentioned in some peripheral way, perhaps, in the grand jury testimony. This is the primary reason why we keep grand jury testimony sealed in many cases.
Now, Vladimir Putin has been having so much fun as the leader of Russia that he has now proposed, and it has been agreed upon, the term limit freeze is being released so that he could stay in office till he dies forever.
Yes, that's right. And I think I'm trying to remember the celebrity that tweeted out about Trump saying he was going to rule us until he dies, kind of thing. Well, I think they really probably meant Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's trying to put together here. This is, to say it's typical Putin is an understatement. He has always been ambitious like this, and he's always found a way to either pull the strings when he wasn't, you know, the president any longer for a time, when Medvedev was the president, and so this is completely the expected behavior, and we're not surprised.
No, we're not. And by the way, Saudi Arabia yesterday agreed to pump up their production on oil to try to keep up with the Russians, which is a good thing because that means that the price of oil is going to stay fairly low. This could put the United States' status as the number one oil producer in danger because while we've been producing a bunch of oil, Saudi Arabia and Russia are going to produce a lot more than we are. And oh, by the way, the oil prices right now are definitely looking a little bit different than what they were yesterday. They went back up a little bit, 34 and 37 respectfully per barrel, but it's still cheap enough to where we're going to have sub $2 a gallon gas around most of the country, except maybe where you live.
Well, right. In California, it's always going to be higher and this kind of thing, and we have all these emissions restrictions. And but I'm glad to say my car passed the smog check this last week, so I'm happy about that. But they're always sneaking it down, as from what I can tell. But that's right. We're going to be seeing, hopefully, some lower gas prices. But at the same time, though, we're going to have to make sure that the oil industry in the United States doesn't suffer accordingly, because that could mean layoffs and a hit to our economy as well. So this is a dangerous game that the Russians are playing along with the Saudi Arabians, and President Trump has got his work cut out for him on that.
Now, the president told the Republican Party yesterday, and I believe they had a luncheon or something like that with all of the different financial cabinet people and Larry Kudlow and whatnot in Washington, and the president was there too, so was the vice president, and he wants the payroll tax waived through the election. Now, it's my understanding that if he wants to do this, he can use an executive order to do this.
I believe so. I know that they were talking about the payroll tax holiday. Most of the Republicans that the president talked with yesterday seem to be on board. I seem to recall Lindsey Graham saying something, he wanted to look at it and sort of, you know, get a better feel for it, basically. But, and of course, I think it was Chuck Schumer who commented on this particular thing, saying, you know, again, the Republicans always think the tax cuts are the solution to everything. Well, this isn't the solution to everything, but it is something that will help people weather this this virus outbreak and the economic impact that it could have. And so that would be, I think, for both for employers and employees. And one of the things, one of the reasons I think why the Democrats would be so opposed to this, as a matter of course, is that tax cuts kind of make people happy, and they don't want that to happen during an election year.
Yeah, and of course, the other thing is that John Huntsman, who was the ambassador to Russia, I believe, as well as China, he said that Russia is shaking in their boots over the oil drop because they can't afford to produce oil at such a cheap rate.
Well, that may be a real component of it. You know, the president has been touting, you know, in recent times that America is becoming energy independent. That is a big, big issue for the United States, having to do with our foreign policy and, of course, our ability to even protect ourselves. In my opinion, it's also a matter of national security to be able to, you know, to run the Navy, run the Air Force, run the Marine Corps, whatever it is, and we need energy to do it.
Now, what's the price of gas out there in California?
It's about 340, maybe 345, somewhere in there.
All right. Yesterday, it dropped in my area right here where I live, right around the block. We've got three gas stations having a gas war. It was 203, 204, 205. Take your pick at one of the three.
Wow. Wow. I could drive to Florida and fill up my tank.
Okay. Now, before we run out of time, the former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville has a double-digit lead over Jeff Sessions in that Alabama Senate race. And, oh, by the way, the president just endorsed Tommy Tuberville.
He did, and of course, there's not a lot of love lost, it would seem, Captain, between Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump, so I'm not surprised about that, and it's been hard for Jeff Sessions to come back and re-win his old seat that he left to go and be Attorney General, and of course, it was kind of downhill from there for him.
Well, he's still mad about the fact that Sessions recused himself and all that sort of stuff early on, and he doesn't think that that ever should have happened because it cost him a lot of time and a lot of effort with all the nonsense that was going on with the Justice Department and the FISA court and all that stuff.
That's right. And I seem to recall Sessions was in like a press conference and they were saying, will you recuse yourself, et cetera? And he said, oh, well, okay, yeah, I'll recuse myself. That's my recollection of that. But it was almost offhanded, as I recall, and that wasn't the best.
Tell everybody how to hear you.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. The professor of politics. Catch him at KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, we're going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway report out there, see what's going on the highways, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, trucking along.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
the Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Woman. You realize that song is over 60 years old right now? It's over 60 years old, and still just you talk about listening to music. That's stuff you could dance to. You could have a great old time with that kind of music. There's been other versions of it, but that's the original version by the Rolling Stones. Well, here we go. Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your local Flying J and Pilot Travel Center. Stop on in there. Tell them your captain sent you. Get yourself a free cup of coffee and a third watch. Now, a slow-moving weather system will produce several days of periodic heavy rain in the desert southwest. Strong to isolated severe thunderstorms with damaging winds will also be possible. A front across the central U.S. will produce strong to isolated severe storms with damaging winds and large hail in the south plains of the lower Mississippi Valley. Heavy rain may develop midweek in the mid-south, and there is snow tonight way up yonder in Montana. And 4th of July, you're getting snow tonight. If you didn't like the weather, just wait till today compared to what it was yesterday, and here we go. The snow's back again. Now, it's just a general snow up there, 2 to 4, maybe as much as 5 or 6 inches, depending. Then there's some there's a wind field out in front of it, and the next batch of snow that's over about halfway across the state, again, right on the Canadian border. And then there's some rain in the northeastern corner of Montana tonight. Now, going down to California, we have got some snow in the San Bernardino Mountains, also some rain, depending on the elevation, rain down below and snow up above. And wind in Reno, wind down through Lake Tahoe, wind down through Henderson, Henderson, and some wind along the coastal areas right now of California, from about L.A. on down to San Diego, just a little bit south of San Diego. And over in Nebraska tonight, we've got fog in the central part of Nebraska, central southern part of Nebraska. There's a red flag warning in western Nebraska. Very dry conditions there. Could be just one of those deals where you can have yourself a big old fire again. Hopefully you won't. That's nothing that we want to see anybody being have to be worrying about, because when it gets dry out there in the plains, there's nothing worse than a plains range fire with the wind blowing behind it. You talk about a tough sucker to put out. All right, now, over in Wisconsin, northeastern Wisconsin to the west of Green Bay, you've got some rain, you've got some wind in the Green Bay area. We got a little bit of rain around Springfield, Missouri, Springfield, Illinois tonight. And there's some fog now tonight. Pensacola west along I-10 all the way over to the Louisiana line. And if you're going up if you're going up U.S. 49 tonight out of off I-10, you are going to have some fog to deal with for about 25, 30 miles. Really thick fog. So be real careful there. It's definitely, they got the dense fog advisory up there, and I'm seeing that the speed limits are being reduced drastically as a result. Now, there is some weather off the coast of Maryland and New Jersey tonight. It's out a little ways. That system that was up there has moved off, so nothing really to contend about, but just be advised, if you were going to go out fishing today, you might want to double-check the weather before you do that, because it's going to be a little rough when you get out there about 40, 50 miles or thereabouts, for sure. Down here in Florida, things are looking pretty good down here tonight. I don't see much of anything to bother anybody, you're looking good weather-wise, and again, except for the fog along I-10 from Pensacola through Alabama, through Mississippi, right there to the edge of Louisiana, I don't see anything to really bother you. So there you go. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local Pilot and Fine J truck stop. Now, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because you're going to go in there and you're going to be surprised when you go into the Pilot's. You could go in there and it could be a Wendy's. It could be an Arby's. It could be a McDonald's. All of that. Or it could even be an Arby's. Those are all pretty doggone good places to go into. Or get this, you could have a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen you'd be going into. With their menu, their food menu, and their ice cream, and their milkshakes, and all that sort of stuff. So, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pilot, Travel Centers, Flying J, check them out. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Again, on the third watch, you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And, of course, fuel. Get in the fuel club if you want to do that. Save yourself some money. Doesn't matter if you're an owner, operator, company driver. You'll still get points for the fuel that you buy. So there you go. Now, we'll be talking in the next hour coming up more about the election, because Washington's got 67% of the vote in, and Sanders is up by 0.2 of a point there. Not sure what's going to happen in North Dakota. I would say they should have called that for Sanders already, because he was up by 8 points a little while ago. And I think he's still up by that same. Now, 99% of the vote in Missouri. Joe Biden's up by 26 points. Here we go. 11-point advantage, 71% North Dakota. That's the caucus state. They should be calling that for Sanders. So we'll see how that works. And Jeff down there in Sarasota is on the horn tonight. He says he's up early because he's got a 4:30 local run to make. Okay. And he also said, when it came to the song, he said, the song outlived the honky-tonk. Yeah, well, they did to a certain degree, but if you go out to Texas there, Jeff, honky-tonks are alive and well. They're still out there. It's still a big thing to do out there in Texas, for sure. And good morning to Michael. Good morning to Emily. Good morning to Joseph. Good morning to Donna. Good morning to Mel. Good morning to George. Good morning to Joan. And good morning to Diana. Good morning to Christine. And good morning to Sandy. And all of those folks are in the chat room right now. Some of them are saying something and some of them aren't. But I can see they're in there because I can see who's in there, name-wise anyway. So there you go. Now, when you get out there on the highways, you always want to make sure you got an extra cell phone battery with you in case you get caught up in some bad weather. You got a flashlight with some extra batteries. In other words, get yourself prepared, just like you get prepared in the houses for a hurricane, because with all this nonsense going on with the coronavirus, who knows what's going to happen. You need to have some extra supplies on hand. And truckers, of course, their lifeline is their truck. So there you go. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Hour number two, right around the corner here. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a whole bunch more stuff on the radio.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.